Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, our frequent listeners know my background is mechanical engineering as well as dabbling in all the other disciplines. So it's always a great pleasure to bring someone on the show who's involved in technology and innovation and manufacturing engineering. So Howard Stewart, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Absolutely. Let me give introduction to Howard. He is president and CEO of AGM Container Controls, which is a small manufacturing company here in Tucson, Arizona. Howard is the second generation of the firm founded by his parents, now with over 100 employees, I gather 120, which had escalated from the 45 when Howard first took charge. AGM manufactures environment control hardware for containers that carry missiles and other sensitive equipment. They manufacture the world's premier vertical wheelchair lifts, also which provide people with disabilities access to stages and platforms. In recent years, AGM has been recognized with the Governor's Celebration of Innovation Pioneering for Innovation Award, Manufacturer of the Year, and the Wells Fargo Copper Cactus Community Service Best Place to Work and Business Growth Awards. Howard studied political science in college and interned with the Christian Science Monitor in Boston before joining the Peace Corps in Kenya. From being a stockbroker to opening and managing two successful Best of Tucson ice cream stores, he rejoined AGM in 1989 full-time, first starting in purchasing. He's very active today in the Tucson business and philanthropic circles by serving for the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. He's also on the boards of the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce and the San Miguel High School. Also a member of the Arizona Technology Council. So, of course, that idea of economic development is high on your mind, isn't it, Howard?
Definitely.
That's great. Well, tell us a bit about the story behind AGM Container Controls.
AGM was started in 1970 by my parents, Roger and Joyce Stewart, and they basically ran the company from 1970 to the late 90s, which was when I took over. Before that, they had bought this company from a company called Arizona Gear Manufacturing, which started in the early 50s, and my father started representing them in the late 50s, and as a result of the great work that he did, he was given an opportunity to buy this portion of the company.
So you've been genetically wired to run businesses or get involved in growing things, I think.
It's one of the things,
even though you studied political science, tried to perhaps go to the East Coast and overseas, that perhaps that pull was so strong for you to come home.
Yeah, I came back to AGM. Frankly, a number of things didn't work out for me in my life. Mm. And it just sort of, I came back to that.
Came home.
And, it's a nice advantage to actually grow up in a family that is very business focused. It's often, you know, talked about around the table. And, you know, as such, almost my entire time after leaving college, I've spent managing businesses.
Yeah, that's right. Container controls, for the practitioner or those who might not be knowledgeable, describe what the products are all about.
Right, yeah. A lot of people think we make containers, which is not the case. We make control devices for containers that hold things like missiles, engines, delicate equipment. We also make parts that go directly on the missiles, protecting the optics and the electronics, the seeker systems, for moisture vapor. So a good example is if you think about, like, a missile heading towards a target, and you're watching it on your favorite television station, and if it didn't have our desiccators inside wicking the moisture away from the lens of the camera, then basically that would fog over.
Exactly, yeah.
We also make shock indicators that are primarily used by the nuclear industry to indicate when the fuel rods have been subjected to shock during transit, because you don't want to install faulty fuel rods into nuclear reactors. Think of what's just going on over in Japan. We also make tie-down straps and something called tie-down shelving that helps protect sailors and soldiers from missile, torpedo, or mine strikes. A good example is the USS Cole. that was attacked over in Yemen Harbor in 1998. Mm-hmm. They lost 17 sailors as a result of that attack. We've been informed by a representative of the United States Navy that if they had had our product, our tie-down shelving on board, they think they would have only lost two.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we make wheelchair lifts for individuals with disabilities to help them access stages in convention centers, hotels, casinos, churches, schools, and other public facilities. We also distribute desiccants and quite a few other products. We have about 20 product lines in all.
That's great. And I had mentioned in the introduction that the firm had 45 employees, and now the growth to over 100 employees. Was that through organic decisions in terms of adding new products to the line, acquisition? How was it that you built your team bigger?
It's not been the result of acquisition. We've never bought another company. It's basically been the increase in product lines. We added the wheelchair lifts in the early 90s, and it started paying off thereafter. Likewise, desiccant distribution got much larger. But frankly, a lot of our other product lines, in particular the breather valves and the desiccators, that has expanded substantially during this time period. So when I got involved with the company back in 1989, we were about 95% dependent on defense. That has shrunk to 63%. But even though defense has grown substantially during that period, it's just a lot of the other stuff has grown a lot faster.
Well, I think the other piece of it, if your componentry is so vital for enabling shipping of items here and there, of course, during the same period of time, the escalation of global markets and transition is pretty evident from continent to continent, cross bodies of water and
Yeah, I have to say, though, that the bulk of what's happening in the container world is military-related. So what's really happened is, you know, the overseas contingency actions of Iraq and Afghanistan helped us substantially expand that. And now, frankly, with the reduction in those in the warfighters going into those areas or any area, it's a challenge for us to continue to grow, let alone maintain where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Howard, one of the things that you're known for, of course, with AGM Container Controls being a great firm to work for here in Tucson, is the opportunity for employees to get involved in employee stock saving programs and the like. Tell us a little bit about the innovative approaches you've taken in the human resources and talent retention area.
Thank you. My parents actually started the employee stock ownership plan in 1989. Frankly, they were not too excited about it because ultimately, they realized that the employees were at that time still acting like employees and not really like acting like owners. So, in the mid 90s, as I got more involved, I came to realize that, if you wanted employees to act like owners, you needed to teach them to think like owners. And since then, they've done by and large a much better job and stronger job and gotten really involved in helping to make good decisions on behalf of the company.
And that involves, of course, coming forward with new ideas for innovation or process improvements, how to reduce your costs.
Definitely, and that's accentuated by something called our Bright Idea Program, where we encourage employees to bring to us problems that also they have solutions for. And if we end up using their solutions, then we end up both recognizing them and basically paying them for the ideas that they brought to
That's
us.
That's great. Can you give us a couple examples?
it's just basically improvements in processes, typically, where something's being done one way in the past, and now we're doing it a different way, and they come up with those suggestions. I can't think of anything that would make sense to your radio listeners.
Okay. But you're right. A vigilance in that area is important for all of us, regardless of where you are or what kind of organization you have.
Right.
Because essentially what you're doing is you're mitigating waste and you're freeing up resources to go and go do the kind of powerful things that have allowed your company to grow.
Exactly. And frankly, as a CEO, a lot of, I read one time back in the Wall Street Journal in the late 90s that a lot of companies stopped basically growing at around 40 to 50 employees, which was of interest to me at the moment when I saw that, because our company had
same
about
way
45 employees. We're right in that number. And the interesting reason that was given was it almost entirely stops for one reason, and that's that a lot of CEOs who start companies, they're involved with every part of their company, but they don't develop the skill to delegate. And ultimately, one of the reasons that our company has been successful is that our employees are coming to me with their ideas and their, you know, for improvements and things like that. I really can't know the company, you know, from A to Z, every single last aspect, as well as they know their individual areas. So that's, you know, if somebody as a CEO can do that, can delegate, let the employees make more and more decisions, that's going to really fuel growth.
And, you know, quite honestly, though, Howard, that sometimes takes a different CEO.
You're correct. You're entirely correct.
So if you look at that, yes, you had your family name on after your first name, but nonetheless, you were a different CEO, having had other life experiences that you brought into the business.
That's correct as well.
So, and I think that goes for any size business, that at some point, knowing how to go change the change, it takes someone different or surrounding themselves with sufficiently different people,
yes,
to allow you to take that risk and be somebody different on your own. Because so much is put on your shoulders as a CEO. Just even who your own persona is, to take that leap of faith and know that others around you are there to support you as the leader, because who else do you go talk to?
Right. I totally agree.
Although I happen to know you're involved with the Arizona Technology Council and a peer group of CEOs that can kind of, you know, leave the titles at the door and enjoy collaborating and leaning upon one another.
Yeah, and that's been very helpful to me. I actually kind of helped start that CEO network. They already had something like it up in Phoenix, but I had been in a previous CEO network with people from a lot of different industries, mm-hmm. and while it wasn't totally non-useful, through my brain it was like, gosh, it'd be great to have a bunch of other manufacturers from the IT and aerospace mm-hmm. defense world, and that was what was encouraged me, with the help of the Arizona Technology Council, to get this CEO network going. Interestingly, I'd say the thing that has helped me most was, at some point I had a problem in my company with my IT department. We had put in a new software system company wide that was not working out, and frankly it was a disaster. And I went to my fellow CEO network mm-hmm. Presidents through the Arizona Technology Council, and basically say, hey, you know, I need to know what you guys are doing,
because
apparently
I've
screwed this. Yeah. Interestingly, the CEOs from the other companies said, we're all struggling with our systems too. One even told me that he had cobbled together 6 different systems to make his company work.
Then they're done that.
So,
yeah.
But just learning from them that they couldn't give me the answer ultimately helped lead me to the next step. I found the answer, and now I've got an awesome computer software system, and that we have, you know, fully implemented, and it's just paying lots of dividends.
Well, I think for any of us, sometimes we're just too close to the problems that we're struggling with. And if anything, perhaps even just starting, and although you may have initially opened that conversation with your colleagues in hopes somebody would have the silver bullet to resolve it, but actually, in some ways, just knowing you had company in that problem,
yeah,
and then you jointly all in some way could co-create a solution, I guarantee was better than any solution that could have been perceived as a silver bullet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you. The other aspect, of course, I mentioned in the introduction is your firm, AGM Container Controls. By the way, that is Howard's website, agmcontainer.com, here in Tucson. Is the recognition for the tremendous amount of philanthropy that the firm gets involved in as a total company, but you on a personal level, that your contributions are so warranted to give recognition.
Well,
things
thank
you've
you.
Learned and enjoyed in the process.
Yeah, we've in particular, one thing that stands out has been our involvement with United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Quick little story on that. My My parents were mentored by the man who ran Arizona Gear Manufacturing, Harrison Browning. And the second day after my folks came over from California to take over the company, Harrison basically walked into the office and said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, you're going to be running a United Way campaign, and get ready for it. It starts next month."
Right.
So my folks immediately got involved. We've been doing it now the entire 44 years that our company has been in existence. And I have no idea what we initially accumulated in the early years. But I know when I started getting, you know, when I joined the company, it was a few thousand a year. That has grown to over $50,000 now a year. And it's been heartening to see the employees be so generous with United Way and numerous social service agencies that benefit from United Way. Likewise, I've had been given an opportunity to serve as the educational leader for Southern Arizona in trying to basically encourage our fellow companies and organizations here in Southern Arizona to either start campaigns or to improve campaigns, in high hopes that we can meet the needs of the socioeconomically disadvantaged folks across this area.
Well, in particular, over the last 8 to 10 years, your commitment to that as a leader amongst leaders has been so important as federal and state funding has been protracted and the economics have hit other people who otherwise might have been in a position to give. So there's no better time to step up to the plate.
That's right.
Those programs. Yeah. The other joy, of course, that word education, is you're also involved with San Miguel High School, which, of course, we've enjoyed having their leaders here come on Circles of Change, a terrific high school program who our listeners might not be aware of, that couples in true career-ready internships from the get-go, starting with freshmen in high school.
Right. When I heard about San Miguel High School a few years ago and the great work that they're doing down in South Tucson, I just felt like I had to get involved. I looked at our employee base. We have probably, I don't know, at least 40% Hispanic in our company. Those employees, many of them have been in the production department over the years, and they've been really the backbone of the company. And I'd always kind of wondered how I could do something to give back to that community. And when I heard about San Miguel, and basically they accept students from, again, socioeconomically disadvantaged families, and basically they get them into these corporate internship partnerships in an effort to let them know what the workforce is like in high hopes of getting them to college. And they're incredibly successful at so doing. Anyhow, I got involved primarily from the standpoint of making contacts with my fellow CEOs, not just from the CEO network, but outside that as well. And it's according to the president of San Miguel, that those connections have worked really well and opened a number of doors for them.
Because they're always looking for additional avenues that are true jobs of the future for our youth to get connected with as they go through that high school and college experience.
Yeah, one of the things I feel strongly about is that everybody should have economic opportunity, every individual. Again, San Miguel is creating something that's unfortunately not happening through our regular school system. And it's changing lives, and I believe it will change the community of South Tucson, West Tucson, and wherever else those students are coming from.
I think the other change that programs like this do as well, though, is it sensitizes us as leaders and the managers and supervisors that enjoy connecting with those youth, that actually I think there's a lot of reverse mentoring that the young, inspiring youth bring into us, whether that be high school interns or college interns or young professionals from the community college, U of A. It's a great, great way to shake up the mix.
You're totally right. And, you know, when I basically started moving us in this direction, I encountered a little resistance from some of my managers, like, "Oh, you know, we don't want to be, you know, dealing with, you know, these young kids, these teenagers."
What do they know? Exactly.
And I think they were concerned about, you know, well, what do they know or what they would be like or something like that. But the interesting thing is that the entire management team at this point at AGM is on board with being involved with these kids, and they're wonderful young people. you know, with their full lives ahead of them, and it's really exciting for us to have this opportunity to meet with them one-on-one, you know, throughout our work days.
Right. We've been speaking with Howard Stewart, and he's CEO of AGM Container Controls based here in Tucson. Howard, tell me, what keeps you up at night right now? Think about the future of your company, the future of the region, because I know you're also involved with the Tucson Chamber of Commerce on their board.
Right.
What keeps you up at night, and how do you go to sleep, and for whom can all of us together connect to help?
Well, one thing, like just within my company, we haven't had a layoff in 23 years. And so as we look ahead at various challenges, sequestration, defense budget cuts, reductions in overseas contingencies, that's going to be a very challenging waters to navigate. Likewise, while we've recently gotten out into the automotive industry, and we're now a Tesla Motors has become a significant customer for us, there's always the possibility that we will not be able to meet their needs in terms of pricing, and so I worry about that. Finally, on a more of a citywide or level. I'm oftentimes feels like the official leadership in this community is not on the right track, and we don't open the doors that we need to in terms of bringing large employers here to Tucson, and that has an adverse impact on the poor people, socioeconomically challenged individuals in our community.
But what's nice, too, though, in the mix is you've got networks such as you, all of you with the CEO Network and also the Arizona Technology Council, that it isn't just the big guys that can help us, but as Tucson's been so rich in inspiring the growth of entrepreneurial ventures or expansion of firms like yours, get anchored in those type of response to the future call. That's a great one. Well, Howard, thank you so much for joining us again. Howard Stewart, his company is AGM Container Controls. You can go to agmcontainer.com. Wish you all the best in your endeavors, both for your company and ongoing thanks to the community for your giving to the community.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to share a little bit about my company and my thoughts with your audience listeners.
Very good. Our pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.